Here's check on stores we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. An update on the COVID-19 situation at Gear yesterday afternoon on the Gear Village websites. Results from tests conducted last week increased the number of positive cases to a total of 41, 30 resident and 11 staff. In response, Gear Village has made modifications to some procedures for programs that serve the community. We're picking up prescriptions from the pharmacy. Contact them at 860-824-3822 for detailed procedures. For information regarding additional ride precautions, contact transportation at 860-824-7067. If you have questions that you'd like answered, especially if you think there's something that others would benefit from learning about, reach out to Stacy Nichols at snichols@gearcares.org. On Monday, Taconic Hills Central School District was notified by the Columbia County Department of Health that a high school student in the Taconic Central School District had tested positive for COVID-19. A representative from the School Department of Health will directly contact those who may have been exposed within 24 hours. In the event you are contacted by a representative, offer your complete cooperation so they can isolate any potential ongoing exposure. The student who tested positive has not been on campus since Wednesday of last week. 75 students and 10 staff members have been identified as being in close or proximate contact with the student. All affected students and staff have been identified by the school, and their names have been submitted to the Department of Health. Those students and teachers will work and learn remotely and be quarantined per New York State Department of Health guidelines for the next 14 days. Any individuals identified as contacts will only be allowed to return to the school buildings once their quarantine period is completed and they are cleared by the Columbia County Department of Health. In Dalton, and though it was a raft of candidates, a citizens panel helping find Dalton's next police chief wants help narrowing the list. Quote, we want to make sure we understand what they're bringing to the table, end quote. That according to Joe Diver, a select board member who serves on the search committee, because it's a very important selection for the town. Diver won select board approval Monday to pursue the allocation of roughly $8,000 to hire a consultant able to guide through the latter stages of a search. The number of people in Connecticut hospitalized by the coronavirus reached its highest level since early June with the latest report from the State Department of Public Health. Furthermore, the positive test rate was at 2.2% with over 92,000 tests reported. The Monday update includes all data since Friday. Governor Lamont noted that Halloween remains a local issue and also said this, warning restaurants and bars that are flouting COVID-19 reopening rules. Quote, if this keeps going, you're going to ruin it for all the restaurants and everybody following the protocols just so we can stay open, end quote. A three-month-old girl was airlifted to Albany Medical Center on Sunday afternoon following a one-car accident on the Taconic Parkway. Aaron Hicks, the Troop K public information officer, said the child's parents, William Hahn, 32, and Mary Hahn, 31, both of Greenwich, were taken to Albany Medical Center by ambulance with serious injuries. Fire officials determined additional ambulances were needed, and Community Rescue Squad and Greenport Rescue Squad also responded to the scene, with Community Rescue bringing the infant to the landing zone about a mile south of the accident. Kent Park and Recreation has a special meeting coming up today. That meeting will be at 4 o'clock at Kent Commons Park. It is a Zoom meeting. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting today at 5:30 in person and via Zoom. The Region 1 Middle School Athletic and Activity Committee meeting is being held tomorrow at 6 p.m. It is a Zoom conference call. In Dover tomorrow, the Dover Town Board regular meeting will be held at 6:30 at Dover Town Hall. The Region 1 ABC committee meeting is now set. It'll be held on the 28th at 7 p.m., a Zoom conference call. Flu shots are available coming up October 28th from 9 till 3 at SVNA through the A. Salmonkill Road in Salisbury. It'll be outside, weather permitting, wear a mask, and social distance. Stockbridge Library on Thursday the 29th at 4 o'clock, cartooning workshop for Halloween. Friday the 30th at 5 o'clock, the 10th annual pumpkin walkabout. Chris Whipple, New York Times bestselling author, journalist, and documentary filmmaker, sharing what he's learned from the nation's 12 living directors of the CIA as part of the Hotchkiss Library Book Signing 2.0 series. His talk about the book, The Spy Masters, will take place October 29th at 8 p.m. on Zoom. It is a sellout. Sharon Daycare Virtual Silent Auction. If you haven't sent your bid in yet, the email address is sharondaycare@hotmail.com. You have to bid until Friday, October 30th. Email at sharondaycare@hotmail.com. You'll be contacted the week of November 2nd if you had the winning bid. Pine Plains Evergreen Cemetery Lantern Turn 2020, the history of Pine Plains brought to life during the Evergreen Cemetery Lantern Turn's annual fundraising event. The Pine Plains Free Library and Little Nine Partners Historical Society on Friday, October 30th. For more information, 518-398-1927 or pineplainslibrary.org. Berkshire Box Society has a sneak preview of their 30th anniversary coming up on Saturday at 3 p.m. James Bagwell, choral conductor, Renee Ann Luperet, organ, and George Stoffer, Bach scholar, at the Meeting House on Main Street in Housatonic. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharontown Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those who were lost. Purchases of Lights of Love will help Sharon Ambulance Squad raise funds for a new ambulance. Luminaries will be sold for $10 each. All orders must be placed by November 1st. Contact Sharon Ambulance for more information. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 650.19 yesterday to 27,685.38. The NASDAQ down 189.34 to 11,358.94. And the S&P 500 down 64.42 to 3,400.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.